This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation celebrates its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag at the Red Fort in Delhi and addressed the nation. The celebrations this year also commemorates Yuva Shakti, acknowledging the contribution of Young India in building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the nation, Prime Minister Modi said, "This is the first time since independence that Vande Mataram has resonated from the ramparts of Red Fort."
Aaj jab hum desh ke log Vande Mataram ke 150 varsh mana rahe hain, to isse bada uttam avsar kya ho sakta hai? Pichle dinon देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए, उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Mr. Modi unveiled a 7-point reform framework or Saptadhara aimed at accelerating India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said work that could not be completed in the past 5 to 7 decades must be achieved within the next 5 to 7 years. Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. Prime Minister Modi said since 2014, India has entered into free trade agreements with nearly 40 countries, creating enormous opportunities for Indian businesses and exporters.
2014 के बाद दुनिया करीब करीब 40 देशों के साथ हमारा FTA एग्रीमेंट हो रहा है। ये जो ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट्स हुए हैं, ये बहुत बड़ा अवसर है। मैं मेरे MSMEs को कहना चाहूंगा कि हमें इस मौके को छोड़ना नहीं है। दुनिया में हमें पहुंचना है। भारत के उत्पाद की हर चीज विश्व के बाजार में पहुंचे, चाहे हमारा टेक्सटाइल हो, हमारी मशीनरी हो, दवाइयां हो, हमने मौका छोड़ना नहीं है।
The Prime Minister has urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in Parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. Mr. Modi asked them to step forward to honour women and ensure that country's women secure 33% representation in the legislative assemblies and the Lok Sabha as soon as possible. In Kashmir, the Independence Day was celebrated across all 10 districts with patriotic fervour and enthusiasm. The main function was held at iconic Bakshi Stadium, where Chief Minister Umar Abdullah unfurled the national flag and took the salute at the ceremonial parade. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said the situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir has made it clear that the decision taken by the ancestors of this part of Jammu and Kashmir to be with India was the correct one. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari has called upon the people of the state to work together to build a more developed, prosperous and brighter West Bengal. In his Independence Day address through Akashwani Kolkata this morning, Mr. Adhikari extended his greetings to the people of the state on the 80th anniversary of independence. Tripura Governor Indira Sena Reddy Nallu paid heartfelt tribute to the freedom fighters on Independence Day, recalling their supreme sacrifices and urging people to draw inspiration from their courage, patriotism and dedication. President Draupadi Murmu today paid homage to the brave hearts at the National War Memorial on the occasion of 80th Independence Day. The President laid a wreath at the memorial and paid tributes to the martyrs. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Parsi New Year, Navroz. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan prayed that this new year brings peace, prosperity and happiness to every family and inspire all to strengthen the bonds of unity, harmony and brotherhood in the nation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Parsi community's remarkable contribution across sectors has enriched the nation in countless ways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remembered Sri Aurobindo on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called Sri Aurobindo a towering philosopher, naturalist, poet and thinker. In men's cricket, India were 101-1 against hosts Sri Lanka in the first test of the two-match series at Galle International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.